You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark.
As the nice lady said, this is part two.
Nice lady. Shame we didn't meet her, really.
No, that was five of us. It's good. What I've worked out is we need a bottle opener.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to do it with my teeth anymore. Shall I talk about the first beer, anyway?
Yeah.
Is that this purple one? The can?
Yeah.
So this is Red Willow Shameless India Pale Ale, unashamedly hoppy, from Red Willow Brewery in Macclesfield. It's 5.9% volume, and it's 330ml.
I got some beer 52, because I forgot to... They sent us a deal for a load of Polish beers for like £3. I went for that, and then I did the normal forget to cancel.
Which is probably what they bet on.
But they're right. Gets. Yeah. Because you can't just do it online. Flavourly, you can.
But you got. Do you have to ring them up?
You meant to just ring them up, but I just tweet them and say, "Who?
I want it cancelled.
I want it cancelled." And to be fair, every time I've done that, they have just cancelled it. So it's not really as if they've said you have to ring, but
it smells slightly fruity, like a tropical.
Yeah, it's very tropical. From again, with a smell of garlic on the hands.
Yeah. The tropical flavours aren't as strong as what the smell. It's definitely a bit, but...
Well, it's not aggressive or anything like that. It's quite a mellow, quite fruity, pleasant thing. So we'll dive in. One of the cheeses has exploded and it flung the other cheese to the side of the pan, but it all looks very edible. We should take pictures of these, shouldn't we?
We should do, but... We're not on Instagram. Well, we are on Instagram, but we're not like Instagram hauls.
So,
or whatever they call themselves.
Oh, look at that cheese there. Oh, look at that melting everywhere. Oh,
look. I'll grab a bit of the melty cheese.
So, how does it go with the cheese and everything? That's the main thing.
The meal's very nice, the cheese is really good. I'm not necessarily a huge fan of camembert, but it's with them all being there, mm-hmm. as a three, they blend really well. So if you're not a camembert fan, this still works because the tastes that most people don't like of camembert are toned down.
So I think there was a slight bitterness to this, very slight, and the cheese just seems to get rid of that.
Yeah, it does.
Mm. And bring out the fruity flavours, almost rounds the beer off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not that it needed round off, but just that little bit smoother, just that little bit. I don't think it really does anything to the cheese itself.
No, but as a beer, I think it quite perfectly finishes it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to have a cheese board, this might still work.
Yeah.
I think that's a very nice beer with the likes of cheese.
Yeah, well, we're going to get on to the next one.
So beer number two was £5.95 from Rehills in Jesmond. It's in a 330ml bottle and it's 8.5%. It is Black Acid Stout. Lambic blend aged in Akavet barrels and it's Collaboration Oud Bursell.
Now I'm just drinking the first beer. I'm just drinking the first beer again, and now I'm getting some elderflowery tastes coming out that I wasn't getting
before
without the cheese.
Well, there we go.
I think that's it. The cheese, the food pairing is much about how the two of them go together, how they change flavours because your mouth goes a bit different. So this is black.
Your mouth goes a bit different. Does it change shape? Mm-hmm. It's got a good smell to it.
Yeah, you're getting that like lambastic-y sort of.
Your made up word.
Possible made up word.
It smells like a cherry, like Black Forest Gatto.
So it's got a fantastic sourness to it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it hits you, doesn't it? Like,
it really does hit.
Like, it.
It's not a horrible sour.
I think it would be like.
It's not a car. It's not a car crash.
No,
sour.
I think it'd be like
a heavy brake.
No, I think it would be like hit by a truck that's made out of titties.
I mean, that's if you like titties.
Well, yes,
and nice titties, not horrible titties.
Yes,
because
so, if a I nice was bottom.
Being hit, if I was being hit by your titties or your bottom, I'd be upset.
Well, yeah, but it could be a nice bottom, it could be a nice penis, whatever thing you like, but something that it's going to, a bit of a crash, but then it's, ooh.
You got a little smiley face like a little child. Are you thinking of boobies?
No comment. So how does this go with cheese now?
I think it tones the cheese down after. But having it with the cheese accentuates that sour flavour in the middle. Quite interesting because I think
the sourness then cuts through the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And this, with the other one, it improved the beer. And this marries together quite nicely.
It does.
I think it feels like the end of a meal. I think if you came out with that cheese board, a melted cheese board rather than your traditional cheese board, with that at the end of a dinner party or something, and then with that beer, with it being sort of 8%, a little bit higher than you probably had at the rest of your
evening.
Yeah. Then I think it would go together quite well.
It definitely would. They both balance really, really well.
So, what's beer number three?
Beer number three is Northern Monk in a 330ml can. It is a percentage, when I find it somewhere, 5.9%, and it is Northern Star Mocha Porter. Well, I think we've had this one in the past, haven't we?
I couldn't remember if we've had it on the show or if we've just drank it
as a.
Well, like I said, it came in a beer 52 and I didn't have any others, and I wanted a dark beer that wasn't lambasting was the choice, and Northern Monk tend to do good beers.
Yeah.
And they're one of those breweries we.
So. There's a nice coffee smell behind that.
Yeah.
Not too strong.
It tastes just like a nice cold brew.
Yeah. Do you go to these hip places where you got cold brews?
No, I make my own.
Oh, you just
drink that quickly on a morning before going to work.
So I generally have cold brews because I've made a cuppa and then left it.
Well, yes, there's that as well.
Not quite the same professionality behind
it. So this is definitely the end of the night when you'd be having your coffee and cheese board now, isn't it? Does it have nice beer? Does it work with?
I'm trying to get a bit more cheese without taking too much from a tiny little bit of bread.
It brings out a little bit more of the coffee flavours, but I don't think the two of them particularly do much together. The flavours don't fight each other.
No.
But I don't think they go.
I think they work in terms of a traditional cheese and coffee finisher. You know, if you've gone to a restaurant and you're finishing the night, do you want a cheese board, do you want a coffee? They work.
Yeah, I'd rather have your chocolate with that one. A nice dark chocolate with that would probably work very well at the end of the night. Where the other one either brings out flavours in the beer, makes the beer nicer, and goes well, or just is a really good marriage together. Yeah. I mean, I think the black.
It doesn't not work. It's just out of the three.
Yeah,
I'd go with the black acid. I think that's my choice.
Yeah.
With this meal, the two just work incredibly well.
It's like if you had like a tangy dipping sauce to go in it.
Yeah.
You know, or something like that. You would have something that would go with it and things like that. So, I think that's our tasting bit of the show.
Yeah, we need to finish the rest of this food.
Yeah, so we will drink a bit more and eat a bit more and then get back to yous.
Yeah, see you in show three.
You have been listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, a Formal Shark production. Written and performed by Phil and Bob. Edited by Phil.